Welcome aboard our vessel. I'll be your cook. Join me and my trusty ally, the captain, as we set sail through our relationship with music, film, literature, and everything in between, as well as our ongoing exploration into mental health and well-being. Anchors up!
When I say captain, you say cook. Captain.
Cook.
Captain.
Cook. Sorry. Oh, I love
it. How the fuck are you doing, world? Just trying to give him a flavour of what this is about.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, we're recording from a sofa each. Like you said, it's like this morning.
My house is so massive. I've got two sofas in it. Yeah. No, I'm basically trying to get rid of one.
Yeah, if anyone wants a sofa.
You can find it on Marketplace.
Yeah.
It's massive. And the sofa. Right.
And you get to meet you as well.
You do. So, yeah. I mean, I'll have to wear a mask or a bag over my head like Blind Boy.
Once you don't get recognised.
Oh, yeah, but they'll be at my house. That
one. Speaking of going to houses, I went to Gav's house, didn't I?
You did.
I know, so I know where you live now.
Oh, actually, they're coming in. They're going to. Well, the reason for that is going to come in today, isn't it?
It will appear today. But
what are we doing, Captain?
I was going to ask you, but yeah, okay. Essentially, we've both been to see quite a lot of live shows recently. Local bands, other bands, you know, traveling different places, different locations. So this is a bit of a special, bit of a kind of coffee break. Mm-hmm. Just talking through what we've seen, you know, recommendations for people to have listened to. And
for sure.
Yeah, so I believe we're going to start by going back, way back.
Way back.
Back to the beginning. And we are going to travel with the cook and Mrs. Cook, and we're going to go to Cornwall.
Yeah, so the wife and I went to St. Austell, stayed there for 2 nights, and the reason for that was we got to see the War on Drugs at the Eden Project. Now, I think I've mentioned the War on Drugs on previous pods. I mean, in terms of modern bands, they're up there. If my favourite, if not definitely one of. But I'd always said I wanted to see them in a special venue. I said that. I was talking to Sarah about it. I think I was talking to you about it. I was talking to Sarah about it. And then literally 2 weeks later, Sarah said to me, did you see that the War on Drugs is going to play an Eden Project? And I was like, that's perfect. So if anyone gets the chance, Eden Project do the Eden sessions in the summer. It's like 8 or 9 gigs they put on. It's a variety. I think Gabrielle was playing with... What a Feeling, what's his name, Lionel Richie, one day. There was Incubus, The Who played there, Kasabian. So if you really want to, if there's a band on that list that you really like, I would go there to watch it. Really chilled, there's loads of bars, there's not really much queuing. You can take a walk around the gardens before the concert and you can have a beer. And you can also, it gives you entrance back to the Eden Project either on the day or the next day if you want it as well, which I think is a great opportunity to kill two birds with one stone, basically. But one, they were just, honestly, everything I want them to be and more. They did a 2-hour set, and which they need, because some of their songs are 6-7 minutes, they need a 2-hour set. They were brilliant at Glastonbury. They got loads of really good reviews at Glastonbury, but they only had an hour. And I noticed that he didn't interact much with the crowd because he wanted to get through the music. Whereas when we saw him at Eden Project, he was interacting with the crowd. And he loved the Eden Project.
He'd probably relax a bit more then.
Oh, mate. He was talking about like part of their crew had been on the zip wire there through the day. They'd spent the day at Eden Project chilling. So I think that would have been, out of all their gigs that year, a bit of a standout one.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, I loved that. But we move on.
Nice. We move on to Love Spreads Newport.
Love Spreads.
So we went to their launch night.
We did.
Which was very nice. At our favourite Westgate Hotel.
Yes.
I want to shout to the organisers. They got in like loads of non-alc, and it was quite nice, you know, because it was the middle of the week, and we were like, oh, we'll go down, you know, there's some nice different.
We non-alc did that night, didn't we?
Yeah. So we got to see a band we spoke about quite a bit, Small Miracles, but also our friend Mr. Buley.
Previous guest. It.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Like, I think Mr. Buley would say himself, I think the gig at Newport that he wanted to play, it was a bit of a rained out night, wasn't it? And he didn't have as big a crowd. It was like a Friday night or something like that. But this one really had a crowd to play off. Yeah. It was a different animal, wasn't it?
It was a crowd that bounced off, was appreciative. Yes. Like, the standout moment for me was he disappeared.
Yes, that's right.
For a little bit. They disappeared and then came back with a bottle of champagne, Prosecco.
That's right.
And I just popped it in the middle.
That's
and then
right.
There's the photo with me in the background.
Yeah.
I made it. And your head's covered by the bottle.
That's right, yeah.
This is just what we wanted.
And I'm not real.
Yeah, but just, I don't know, you know, obviously, you know, it felt like a bit of the Bowie moment, you know, that moment of this is a different character coming out. You know, this is, and like, just something different. Then Gav said, I'll go get him up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But he was bringing, like, demanding the crowd to come forward. He was going out into the crowd
into
and singing with them.
Really interactive. Yeah. Really,
really good.
Just relaxed as well, sort of in, just seemed in character.
For sure.
You know, which was really nice to see, you know, really positive.
Yeah, he pulls it off really well as well.
And then Small Miracles, you know, obviously I know I spoke briefly to Finn, so we had him on when I walked out to Vorden.
You did.
You know, we are targeting you guys. You know, we will get you. We will find you.
And we will get you. We will find you. We'll put a mic in front of you.
Yeah.
But no, I think they've been making waves locally. Yeah. And easy to see why.
Yeah.
By the way, they got a new single out, Extraterrestrial, which is fantastic as well. But if you can check them out, Small Miracles. Again, it's just that performance. Just even to look at visually, they're a mixed mash of people, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, but I think, you know, as a front man, you know, his voice, you know, he was getting up on the speakers, wasn't he? Mm. Hanging off the posts, really interacting with the crowd. And I like the mix of music.
Yeah,
like, you know, you can almost got, like, brings in a bit of that cabaret style, but to rock at times. Then it's just pure rock and roll. There's a bit of punk in there. There's ballads, and I think you've got some details because Love Spreads are doing another one, aren't they? They're doing another gig.
So the 2nd of September. So hopefully now that's at the Westgate and the pub.
Yes.
So they've got bats. I mean, ones on air, Great Paintings, Press Play with Stacey, Burning Ferns.
They're good.
Dead Method, Nookie, and the Darling Buds. So, yeah, if you can, if you're in Newport area, 2nd of September, I'm pretty sure. I hope this will be out before the 2nd of September.
Yeah.
I'll make sure it's out before then.
I hope so, yeah.
But I also want to give a shout out just to how well the two artists complemented each other night as well. You know, it was a really well put together, balanced. Like, sometimes you get performances where the backup whereas they really worked well together.
And Mr. Boulay set it for Small Miracles really well. But also, we should probably just quickly touch on the same way Sam from Le Pub, I know, and with people like Gav and the others at Westgate Hotel, have been working together to bring more music to Newport. And it's brilliant. A few things, well, we didn't put on our list, but we popped in to see Jack Perrott.
Oh yeah, we did.
We popped into the Newport Gallery, didn't we? The museum.
Yeah.
And he was playing, just doing acoustic covers upstairs. Mm. But got to give a shout out to his band, Eureka's, who have released their first two singles.
Yeah.
And the most recent one being called Ivy. So look up the Eureka's. They're going to do something. You can just tell, right? But Jack, again, just seeing him in that setting. There's only a few people there, weren't it? Acoustic
because I know you, like, we kind of splintered it because I went and had a look at some paintings.
It was
so nice, like, a different atmosphere for
definitely
a museum. You know, people think, oh, you have to be quiet in a museum, but actually having some, like, covers, you know, and acoustic covers was really nice. But also, you know, you've mentioned about you know, new singles. I know we're going off a bit, but I think Pseudocool have got a new single,
The Roller.
I think that's out now. I really think
nah.
I think no, maybe it isn't.
Let's
they postponed The Roller and they've gone for
Sharps Catching Waves,
which I mean, Six Music.
Come
on.
They got played on Six Music, which is like, no, I know they're super proud, as they should be. Again, a formal thank you. We did put on Instagram for our t-shirts.
Did, yeah, but I think it was, you know, Six Music's good, but seeing you turn up to a gig in a Pseudocool swap, I mean, you're not going to top that for Lloyd, are you?
We will come on to this gig later, but Lloyd was there with Dan from, who plays with Tom Orton, isn't it? And he turned around and he just kept cutting me every now and again, pushing my shoulder, going, I can't believe you got my t-shirt on. But I was like, look, like, we'll wear them.
Yeah, like, you know, I wore mine to work on Monday.
We'll
wear them. You know,
I had them on a team call the other day. Yeah. Like, what does Pseudocool mean? I was like, stick it in your Spotify, stick it in your Apple.
Listen to our podcast.
Go on to Captain and Cook Pod, find the Pseudocool, then listen to Pseudocool.
Then listen to
Pseudocool. No, no. They got a new single out. While we're on that, just quickly rattle through some. The Rogues as well.
I've
got one, Skinny Dipping, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. We've also mentioned the Eurekas and Small Miracles. In fact, and just think of Ruby Kelly. Before Hometown, she's got a new single out.
Yeah, there was another. I'm pretty sure you shouted them out. The Pleasures.
Yeah, was it
a local? Yeah, yeah. Well, just about. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they did their launch night in Le Pub.
Really there? You know,
yes.
Was one they released.
I think what we'll do, I'll make a little playlist and stick it on the story.
That sounds like a challenge.
All the new local music.
Yeah, let's do that.
Right, let's move on.
Music. We'll make a playlist, but let's move on. So I'm going to take you to Cardiff Castle.
Yes,
now.
You are.
Well, I'm not, but I'm going to visually take you to Cardiff Castle. Sorry. These sofas are too comfy. Have we said one of these is for sale, though? I don't know whether we need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, if someone wants it, please.
They can take their pick.
Yeah, take your pick. You either get the one which comes with the clerk or the one which comes with the captain on it. So. They'll take the armchair.
Yeah, they will. Love that.
I'll cover both. I went to see two concerts.
Yeah.
Similar to different, you know. But first off, Cardiff Castle, what a venue to
see.
Yeah,
it is.
What a venue for a concert. Like,
it's great.
The first one I went to, so was the Lumineers. The sun was out and we were there whilst the sun was setting.
That's great.
And there was a little bit of a breeze, so I got a photo of the sun setting over the castle with the Welsh flag. But I was really impressed with the person who opened for him, Abraham Alexander.
Yes.
So he's originally from Greece, and then moved over to America. But he was just very, and I like it, like very vulnerable in his songs. You know, he talked about it, like talked about his history, about, I believe he was abandoned by one of his parents, and then he had to find some, you know, and it was just a lot of different, like, differences in his journey, but very chilled. And like we said about complimenting each other.
Yes.
Really complimented then the energy the Lumineers brought in.
Yeah.
And we talked before about, like, the first album of the Lumineers is just,
it's great. All killer, no filler. Yeah. Like,
and I don't know a lot about the second one. And I thought, well, I'm not going to listen. I'm just going to go and enjoy,
yeah,
you know, and enjoy the moment, enjoy it. They were so good. Like, they were a performative band.
I've
so
heard
they
that
had, like,
about
a
them.
Thrust stage. Don't. Thrust stage where essentially you've got the normal stage and then bit comes out the front.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So they were moving out. Like, there was one point where it was just the main two were there,
yeah,
playing, and then, like, the violin player would come out and play with them at some points, and then the keyboard guy was just all over the place.
Yeah.
The keyboard, percussion, dancing on top of the keyboard, filling in for the drum. It was performative. It was really enjoyable. Like, the music was good. But I like watching the backing band and seeing what they do, because they really have a laugh, you know, when they're
relaxed.
What was
your stand-up thrust moment?
Oh, I don't know. Probably
keyboard, violin.
Now, there's one shot which they share, and it is the main two. So he's just got, like, the bass drum.
Yeah.
The bass drum and the guitar, and it's just the two of them singing,
cool,
sort of as the sun's going down. So, yeah, we'll go with
that.
That was
your best one.
And then the next one, so we're going to stay at Cardiff Castle. I'm taking control now. And we took... So it's interesting, sort of, the age range for this one, because myself and Charlotte like him, but also Charlotte's parents really like him. It's Ben Howard.
Yes.
So he really... You know, big age range, but again, someone who's changed his music as he goes through. Someone who, again, first couple of albums probably know a lot more than his latest one. So we went to see him. He was really... It was very, very chill. There were a few people had a bit too much to drink for Sunday night, which was a shame. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Not much interaction.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, similar to Alex Turner. Not a lot of interaction with the crowd. It was quite funny. Towards the end, he said, so we've sung most of the depressing songs. We're going to close with the most depressing song.
Love that.
For him, he had like a video for every song.
That's cool.
And it was really, like, again, the visual of just seeing that, you know, and Cardiff Castle was just perfect for him.
Yeah, it is. It's a perfect venue for that kind of
similar to, you know, the Eden Project, the amount Cardiff Castle have had on.
Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah. I saw Noel Gallagher there.
Yeah, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
The amount that are going. And it is...
But then they've had, like, a house music event as well.
Yeah, but it's so such had, like, that, a well-organised venue, I will say.
Like, yeah.
When we went, you know, to get food, to get, like, a coffee,
And remember Art in Mungage, we gave up.
Yeah.
It was poor.
Yeah, like, genuinely, the bar, there was probably, like, it was probably a 5-to-1 ratio of bar staff to people who
were
there.
That's what you need.
Sort of thing. And it was sort of, like, getting in and out was easy. You know, you weren't queuing, you weren't pushing. Mm. It was a really, I'd encourage people, if you can, try other venues at our
stadium. Yeah, definitely.
You know, I know you have to for some.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you can get somewhere different than a stadium, go, because it is different, and talk about different places in the stadium. We're on a roll here. We're going to go to Club Ivor Bach.
Club Ivor Bach. So, our friends Aronson.
Yeah, it was a bit of a last minute decision for us as well, wasn't it?
Well, we were just struggling, weren't we, to know where to go. And then we bumped into Mini Moogman, didn't we, in Tiny Rebel. Yeah, we were having a beer.
Yeah, trying to bump into him at least once a week, I think.
Afternoon. By the way, he was heavily involved in producing Ruby Kelly's single. Mm-hmm. And he's heavily involved with doing some stuff with Joe Kelly, as we know, another friend of the pod.
Who's just played Green Man.
He has just played Green Man.
As well as Pigeonwigs.
Pigeonwigs. They opened one of the tents, didn't they? Yeah. Another friends, so, all friends of the pod.
I mean, look at us. If we get commission, we're landed. We just could have three sofas.
Captain and Cook Presents. My house will just be full of sofas.
Captain and Cook Presents. I wonder where that could take us.
I do think Mini Moog Man sort of, because he was going, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he says, "Ah, oh, go on, pop down, guys." Yeah. And I think like I'll drive down to that one, won't I? Yeah. Because we've taken it in turns, haven't we? Over the time. And you know what? I'm so glad we did. Because they are just like, you know, there's a lot of bands that we've got that we see unique, but with these, when you take lyrics away and you just focus on the music, then it just makes a big difference. Yeah. And like, the sound is epic, innit? It drenches you in sound, innit?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I can put it.
Yeah. No, I think that's perfect, actually, yeah. Gav, you can have that one to promote them.
Yeah.
Drenching you in sound.
Yeah, I just think it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I've explained before, some of the music reminds me a little bit of Mogwai at times. Mm-hmm. But yeah, basically, let's get back to the point. They were there, basically, to launch their new album, which you picked up for us this week on vinyls. Birthday present, wasn't
it? Yeah, I did. I picked it up for you, so...
You've been to Gav's house?
I've been to Gav's house, yeah. He lives there. so it was them launching. It was The Great Swell to Carry Us Will Pull Us Under.
That's
so
the one.
It was the album launch. And actually, it was quite nice. Gav said that, because I was the first one to collect.
Yeah.
So apart from the band, him and Joe, we were the first people to get the vinyl.
I love that.
Which is quite... And a nice note. You know, I really appreciate
that. Yeah, he put a sticky note on the back of them,
handwritten
didn't he?
Note thanking us. But at the same time, also shout out to Ford. Because we... Well, we both bought their vinyl.
Yeah,
I've lent it, and Des approves.
Des approves. Got the Des seal of approval for...
I mean, guys, you can't get any bigger. Six Music, what?
Yeah, sorry, Sudoku.
Yeah.
You have another... Oh, no, mind you, Des gave them the stamp.
He did get the stamp.
So they've had the stamp of approval. That's probably why they're on Six Music.
Yeah, it's like the Richard and Judy sticker. I'll get stickers of my dad to put
instead of book club. But no, honestly, we're super proud of them. The album, just the packaging... The blue vinyl.
It's everything I wanted, I'll be honest. Yeah.
And more. And brings us to the most recent one that we've done.
Popping over the road from club.
Yeah. But over to the moon.
Yeah.
Not that we were pulling moonies at anyone.
Wow, that they know.
Bryn did when he went into the mosh pit. But what a setup, firstly. So there were three different, completely different acts, right? So you had... Figure was on first. Now, Minas was on the decks because he's produced some stuff. We've talked about Minas a lot. Minas is amazing. So Minas was on the decks. Fig was rapping. So that was like the opener to it. And the beats were so good. You know, like local beats. Like, you know, added it's the Cardiff sort of twang on it and energy, which we've heard through like Mace the Great and people like that as well. And who was it? Round Around as well.
Sage Todd's,
you know, that kind of Brit. He was bringing like the Welshness into it, but just Fig, I love that. So when we got there, Fig was on, wasn't he?
Yeah, and it almost felt like he built up.
Yeah, he did.
Like, yeah, you know, you could see the confidence growing as he was getting into it,
and then the crowd were bobbing more.
Yeah, and then you had like the support of the three of them behind, you which did. I really liked, like Minas and a couple of other guys who were just like encouraging,
hype man,
you know, and it's that sort of thing. Which, you know, you could see him grow, sort of on stage. Yeah.
It's nice to see people smile as well when they see the crowd reaction, that people are buying into it. And then again, Drew, Blue Amber, friend of ours. Yeah.
Like,
you know,
so brave. Brave. For me. Like, he did a element of spoken word in it. And, you know, I just say fair play. You know, it's really, it's a vulnerable thing to do, stand up in front of people and read
really
spoken
is.
Words. You know, obviously it was perceived as a letter, you know, and that's how it was. We don't know what was included, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just the way it worked with two drummers.
And the drums were a drum off, weren't it?
Yeah,
in the middle of
so
it.
So much fun.
It's just like with Blue Amber, there again, when we talk about bands that are different, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's jazz influenced, hip hop, like thrown it, melodies thrown in there. Got a great guitar player as well, haven't they, who plays in there? But like I said, the dueling drums were amazing. And really, like that was the. Because they did that quite early in the set, and that sort of entered us into the set. But like you said, going into the spoken word stuff and going into the songs, like I don't know, it like University Jesus and all of that, just it's different, you know. And again, we always hook on to stuff that stand out to us, don't we? Things that we hear, and it's so great so much of that stuff is coming from where we live.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was just having a sit the other week, and it was, like I said, the Rogues, who we've talked about, they want to come on the pod later in the year. The Pseudocool we've mentioned. Mm. The amount of good music is just coming out constantly. Yeah. It's really weird. Probably. And to play a part in that, like Kathy sent me a nice message the other day. We were chatting about something, and Kathy messaged me saying, don't underestimate the impact you two have on the scene as well by helping us. I said, we just do it because we like it.
Yeah.
We genuinely enjoy it. Everyone we've met are nice. They're nice people. They're just trying to make their way. So, and that builds us up nicely too.
Schlug. I mean, I just
don't know what to say.
I mean, I know you've got a video which I'm yet to share of me just disappearing when baby teeth.
And that happened the last time that we went to watch Schlug. Yeah. You lost your hat.
Yeah, I lost. Well, I got it back.
And they got it back.
I messaged Alice. It was like, it was everything I needed at that time.
Yeah.
You know, which may kind of like nerve for pods. Everything I needed and more.
Yeah.
At that point, I was just. The way from when we saw them in Tiny Rebel, they've grown.
They have grown.
Like, just, they're a lot tighter, confident.
Bigger.
Like, the sound is just, it's hard for me to describe it. I think, you know, it's one which I'm like.
We talked about, like, didn't we, how individually within the band, they're great to watch.
Yeah.
So Ellis is that front man, perfect front man. In terms of, I mean, he's just taken to wearing his pants. I messaged him about it before the gig. Just over the summer, I've just started just playing in my pants, like, basically. But then that's straight away, he's showing vulnerability.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of his body, he's like, I don't care. Mm. Like, you know, we're here to have a good time.
But then it's also punk as well.
Of course it's punk.
I don't have
punk.
To wear clothes.
And then you've got, like, Fran, the drum player. And obviously, we've met his dad countless times at the gig, haven't we? Like, you know, who again, you know, bass player as well. God, why can't I think of his name? It's literally escaped me. I apologise because we're going to get the three back on at some point.
Yeah.
But again, just that jerky energy, you know, through the bass and absolutely nailing the bass. A lot of their songs are bass heavy, but they've added Drew from Blue Amber to bring the sax, haven't they? Or multi instrumentalist,
tambourine, or tambourine just, different actions, shall we say.
He comes on in a boiler suit. He is like the handyman, isn't he? what instrument did he play here? Yeah. I'm going to do that.
I'll do that one then. Yeah.
But I think they say, like, they've added him to their live setup, and I know that they've. And fair play to Schlug, by the way, because they went to Scotland, England, and Wales. Yeah. They played.
Yeah.
And I know now they're taking a little break because they're working towards an EP. We need more music.
Yeah, I want more. Like, yeah. I know they played one new song. It was, I think it was Grated Something. Like, I can't remember the full name.
Grated Cheese.
I want to say Grated Fingers.
Oh, okay.
I want to say, but
Ellis,
I might be wrong. Ellis, let us know. You know, which one of us is right. So
yeah,
great. We need
to
know.
Great
fingers. again, like when that kicked in, I was like, "Oh, this is nice. This is growing."
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, like, they've got some new merch. Ellis knows I need a hat when I get back from holiday, so that'll be an excuse to have a pint with him, and we'll try and sneak some previews of songs out of him. We've earned it, Ellis.
Yeah,
what a year it.
Yeah,
because I think if you've got however many plays you've got on Spotify, we're probably responsible for 20% of those.
I'd say so. Baby Teeth, I think there's probably one other play and the rest has been me.
That's going to be your most played song.
I really think it's going to be my most played song. BFF, if it is, I expect something.
BFFM is in my on repeat list at the moment. I just love that it's a minute and a half long.
I just need the roller to come out so that can go back up.
Yeah, so Kath, come on now. Like, pull your finger out. Stop plucking about on your acoustic guitar, okay? Get in the studio and sort it out. Lloyd as well, come on. Dylan, what are you doing? But no, honestly, massive pleasure. I know as well, it was really busy that night, and Ellis taking a moment to come and talk to us. We had a chat with Drew, didn't we, as well. We saw Lloyd as well, and he was buzzing about the t-shirt choice that I chose. So look, loads in there. Some established artists and some local ones who to us are established.
Established.
But hopefully are making their way to becoming more into the public conscience, shall we say. Anything else to wrap up on that, mate, if you can stop yourself laughing?
Anyone want a sofa?
You get to come and meet me. I'll make you a cup of tea, but I'm going to have a bag over my head.
Okay. But they know where you live, so it's fine.
My wife's done it.
Anyway, right. On that note,
until next time, ta-ra from me.
Ta-ra from me.